8 o'clock, Rising with Sky Bar. At the bottom of the hour, we have Linda Viennes and Richard coming in from Girl with a Hawk. Probably play a number or two. Till now, I'm going to play a lot of music. Once again, WMFO Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. Here we go.
Time. I want to ask you something, because I'm getting older. Despite my best intentions, I might be getting sober. Now will you be there for me when I have less to offer? And if I can't afford it, then I rescind the offer now.
Okay, I just played Long for Yesterday by Mono and Stereo. Before that, the Rupert Selection with I Saw God and brand new Trouble Seekers with Crazy. The I Saw God number is also brand new by the Rupert Selection. 808 WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. I have some more new music now by a band called The Master Plan.
Thank you. Tell me, baby, is it good enough? Is it good enough? Is it good enough for you? Tell me, baby, is it good enough? Is it good enough? Is it good enough for you? So I wanna make you happy now. I wanna make you happy now. I wanna make you happy now. So you will stay with me.
Brand new Hammered Saint. That song was called Nothing Means. Before that, the Pixies with Vault of Heaven. Muck in the Mire is Good Enough. And as I said, the Master Plan with a song called Barbecue. It's 8:20 WMFN Medford. Rising with Sky Bar. Bottom of the hour, roughly around that anyway. I have 2 hours now, so I'm a little more lenient with the set times. But Linda and Richard will be joining me from Girl with a Hawk. I'm going to play a few tunes. Talk a bit about their new single. So stay tuned for that. This is the newest. Right now I'm going to play the newest signing to Red on Red Records. Here we go.
I'm a fool for the summer heat. Feels up my head, trips off my feet. Meet the boys down on Crazy Street. Let's shake the walls with the bass and the beat. I might drink too much, make an ass of myself. See the colors go stark, the world starts to melt. Then the wine runs out, the songs slow down. I know how alone I am in this crowd. My smile feels too tight to fit on my face. The weight on my heart makes it beg. Saturday. Meet me at the bar when the band starts to play. There's a fire in my gut today. I'll drink it away. Tonight I'll wear red and I'll kick up my heels and try not to show how lonely it feels. When the wine runs out, the song slows down. I know how alone I am in this crowd. My smile feels too tight to fit on my face. The weight on my heart makes it beg for escape.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The day when I got the news, felt like my heart was crushed. I was so confused. You were so alone, could have used a friend. Saw no way out, said for it all to end. Wish I could go back to relive that day, make you understand, make it all okay. Just a little hope right at the end. Now I hear those words that she said. Can take another line, and this might be the night
day when I got the news. Felt like my heart was crushed. I was so confused. You were so alone. Could have used a friend. Saw no way out. Except for it all to end. Wish I could go back to relive that day. Make you understand. Make it all okay. Just a little hope. Light at the end. Now I hear those words that she said. Get me the truth. Could take another lie. Think my feet are numb. It's gonna save my life.
To sail back to Boston, and so nevermore shall we see you again.
I know you see me in your
That was Officer X with Moon Man. Before that, the Shanghai Lows were pushing their latest single, Castaway, off of Aces, Eights, and Heartbreaks. Pardon my destroyed voice here. Michael Caine, The Morning After, would Turn It Around. Pennywise with She Said. And Rose Guerin, I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm not positive, though. They're the newest Red on Red signings. The name of the song was Red. It's 839 WMFO in Medford. I'm going to play a couple, and then we'll be up with Linda and Richard. So stick around for that. What have I got lined up? I think something by Kevin Stevenson, who used to be in a band called The Shards. Great band. Right, that was Kevin Stevenson with a song called Saturday Morning Coming Down. That's off a CD he put out a while ago called Reality Alley. I'm here with Linda Bienz and Richard. I don't want to say your last name because I'll butcher it. So you
Lamphere.
Oh, I could have handled that. I'm thinking myself.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
It looks weirder than it sounds.
Yeah, that's not that difficult. So I'm gonna go back to how you two started playing music together.
I don't know if we can remember that far.
Has it been a while?
Long ago and far away. Well, no, actually, it was in Boston. But, we've known each other for a long time. We've been working together on music since about 2010, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
Pretty much nonstop. We were friends a lot longer than that. It's the more recent part of our friendship that we've been collaborating, and we were in a sort of a virtual band, part-time band called Kingdom of Love as a duo, and Then recently we started Girl with a Hawk in, what was it, 2019 or 2020?
2020.
Was it 2020? Okay, yeah.
Middle of the bad year.
I know. But
middle of the pandemic.
I think we discussed this last time. During the pandemic, there was it was a fruitful time for people writing and playing music because you couldn't go out and play live anywhere. So people hunkered down and...
Exactly. Got a lot of writing done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like our first rehearsals, we literally... I don't know, I saw it on the internet or something. I bought these clothing rack things and clear plastic shower curtains. And we were like behind clear plastic shower curtains just starting to work on material because it just, everything was weird, you know?
Yeah, and you at that time you were still like, can't go near anybody,
no,
can't.
It was so strange.
Yeah. So there's a new single. I'm going to play it in a bit, but... Tell me a little bit about the new single.
Well, it's our second single. Single with Red on Red Records. And we're so excited about it. It's called The Romantic. It's very different from Same Stars, our first release, which was a more kind of epic story. And this is a short pop song. But yeah, Richard produced it, and we did it in pretty quick time. And Lee is still with us on bass on that one.
Oh, he is.
Yep, that's him you hear. And but we've just been having fun with it, and it's fun to play live. I don't know, the DJs seem to like it, so we're grateful.
I
for
do.
That.
I like it, and I think it's cool that it has a slightly different sound than the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's good to be.
It's rocking.
Yeah. It's good to be a bit mixed up.
Yeah, exactly. Keep
yeah.
shape shifting and trying new things and presenting different sides to our music.
Is this going to evolve into some sort of a release, like an EP or
full Funny name? You should mention that.
Yes,
that?
It is.
Yes, indeed it is.
I just saw that in the future. I didn't.
Yeah, we are working on some kind of a something between 5 and 6 tunes.
Right. Yep. And that's the gray area. That's the no man's land. What is
going to be?
Well, that's the thing. That's an EP, I think, still.
I don't know, is it?
Well, we've had this argument before. We don't want to go there. No.
Right. Because some people say it's the number of songs, the length of the tracks.
I know. It's 4 songs on vinyl, period. No.
As long as it's coming out, that's all that matters.
It's coming out late fall. Yep.
Yeah.
We're working on it this summer.
Yeah, and it's going to be physical product because we want people to have something to remember us by.
I love physical product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the last couple of physical products I've seen, they even have lyrics in there.
Oh, I know. That's so nice.
That's a great idea.
They even have lyric sheets.
I'm glad somebody finally thought of that.
Right? Yeah. It doesn't take much to fit them in there.
No, let's do that, Richard.
Especially if it's only a 5-6 song. You can get lyrics in there, no problem.
Yeah, exactly. No, we're so excited. We feel so lucky to be where we are and to have landed with Red on Red, who take incredibly good care of us and just a beautiful community of people. But this whole town is just so supportive. You know, every band, whatever label you're on, everybody goes out to see everybody. We mix up the bills. Everybody plays with different, you know, all different kinds of genres now. It's a very vibrant time.
Yeah, we have fun every time we go out. You know, we get...
It's clear.
Draw good crowds.
It's clear from the performance.
It's always a big party. So, you know,
Justine's coming in next week.
Oh, sweet.
Justine's going to be next week because she has a new full-length out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Soon. I have it, but I don't know if it's officially out yet.
Yeah, Justine's latest single is just killer.
Yeah, The Chasm.
Yeah, it's so good.
Speaking of rocking,
yeah, totally. Well, she's got Charles, so you know.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's secret.
The whole
weapon.
Band is.
Mm-hmm. I know. Everybody's so good, so good.
I'm gonna let you play one.
Sure.
All right.
Always kind of fun to play things acoustic that you play live with a full band, but you know, I like that. I like doing that.
Yeah. So what are we're doing now? Good Enough.
This is called Good Enough. Yeah. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I know you want to be good, but you don't have to try so hard. You don't have to crawl, baby. You don't have to crawl on your knees. to be loved. My God doesn't everyone. I know Catholic school was rough, and you were never, ever, ever good enough. Never good, you're never good enough. Never good, you're never, ever good enough. Never good, you're never good enough. What's it gonna take to make you good enough? Make you good enough. Well, like a beast in a cage, everyone can feel your rage. You're looking for a way to get free, looking for a way to just be. But there's a light in your eyes, says you don't wanna die. I know it must be terrifying, 'cause what if there's no denying? You're never good, you're never good enough. Oh, never good, you're never ever good enough. Never good, you're never good enough. So what's it gonna take to make you good enough? Till it's over. You're so good,
good
you're
enough.
So good, no, no, you're so good, so very, good very, enough. Very good, you're so good, so good very good enough. Enough, oh, you're so good, so good very, enough. Very good, you're so good, so shake it all, you're so good, so shake good it, shake enough. It, shake it all.
Speaking of rocking,
right? Rhythms in the guitars.
Yeah, right.
Now that's so fun to play with the band.
Is that one that's going to be on what will be a future release?
Yes, I believe so.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a great tune.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we have bass and drums on that.
Mm-hmm.
And some guitars, and we have to do vocals and keys and other things. Or not other guitars, anyway.
Fantastic. I'm going to play the romantic.
Mm. Okay.
And then I'm going to get back and
yay, thanks, Skybar.
Babble a bit more.
Sweet.
My pleasure. This is the romantic, new stuff by Girl with a Hawk.
Questions.
There you have it, the new single.
Woo!
Great
Thanks
song.
Thanks for playing that. Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank I'm you. Sure we'll all be playing it here at MFO
like
shortly.
You.
You have a new logo.
Yes.
Oh, really? Wow.
See that?
That's big news.
All kinds of breaking news.
I know. That's we're really coming into our own.
Got a new logo.
We're coming into our
yeah.
own.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we feel like the newbies, you know, like, we're still like yeah. the newbies
all,
on the block.
If all us fails, we're going to sell T-shirts, baby.
Yeah, that's so, right. Yeah. Exactly.
T-shirts are where it's at, right?
Oh,
people.
Yeah.
We're going to have buttons. We're going to have it all.
Stickers.
We're supposed to get underwear. I don't know, but some people do.
Oh.
I don't know. Some people
heard
say.
That one.
That's really news to Richard. He's like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
We did
few,
not discuss that at our last
few
business
varieties
meeting,
I
did
expect,
we?
You know.
Yeah.
Brief. Thong.
Exactly.
Okay.
A 3-for-1, you know.
And who designed the logo?
Nicole Anguish from Day Camp Creative. She's
she does a
so,
lot of great work.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah.
She just had to put something out today for... I think it's Juliana Hatfield, and forgive me if it's not.
She, for her new covers album?
Yeah, the ELO. Oh,
yes.
My God, it's the most gorgeous design with, like,
that.
Sunglasses and a reflection. It was, like, it's so sophisticated and cool. I had so much fun working with her. That was my first time, and she's just ridiculously talented.
I must say, your songs, you write all the lyrics, right, Linda? They're all about, like, community and friends and positivity. And sometimes things aren't that positive out in the world, so it must be hard to maintain that. But they're always about that. I think that's a cool thing.
Well, thank you for saying that. I mean, if you scratch a little bit below the surface, it's really about how hard-earned that positivity is in a way. I mean, there is a lot of suffering, and I do write a lot about a sad thing. Even that song we just played is about somebody, you know, growing up in Belfast, Ireland, who, terrible alcoholic, who had no self-worth because... just life was just so repressed and so much trauma was buried and like never felt good enough, and the nuns hit him in the hand, you know, whatever. It's like most people have a hard time and have a lot of loss and a lot of
yeah.
pain, and I think maybe more what I read about is coming out the other side, I guess,
right, kind of persevering,
yeah,
you know, yeah, yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know that. I mean, maybe the positivity is just that I feel lucky to be alive, I guess. I mean, and lucky and grateful to still be playing music.
Yeah, and you know what's really cool is I think that, I mean, I'm no kid, so I've been, like yourselves, I've been going to see bands since, like, I don't know, 40 years ago, and it's kind of cool that the old bands are still just a couple, like the Eaters.
I know.
Sal Baglio, you know, I was seeing
Dogmatics.
The Nervous. Yes, that they're still... putting stuff out, and there's also a younger crew that are doing it as well.
Yes.
And that's cool to see. And so, and the new, and to see kids like at a Nervous Eaters show.
I know.
It was kind of cool because, and we were there at the outset.
Yeah.
So there is an advantage to sticking around a while because we've seen all that great old music.
I know.
And it's kind of a link now with people still doing it, and that's.
Totally.
Yeah, I kind of not gave up, but I didn't know if I'd ever see that again with kids playing rock and roll, because it seemed to be kind of a wasteland. But there are younger bands now that are playing rock and roll.
I agree. And I think the really beautiful thing about being a musician now at any age is that it's the younger people, the ageism seems to have died. I think it took, I've said this before, and I might even said this the last time we were together, but it took the serious rockers, it took Iggy and Mick and Keith and Bowie and everyone getting older for us to accept that rock and roll, we had to age along with it, and if you love it and that's what you want to play and that's what you want to express, that you have every right to do it, just like Yo-Yo Ma can still play the cello at 100. I mean, why should you not be able to do rock and roll if you've got the energy for it and the drive for it? You
know? If you still have the passion and people are coming out to see you,
yeah,
the ticket prices might be crazy, but that's to each his own. If people want to...
I know.
I don't judge anyone for the amount of money they want to go see what they consider to be their passion, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But it's a very open scene. You go to shows, it's every age, every kind of person, and that's just really inspiring. Whereas when we were coming up as a punk rock kid, like, to me, you just didn't see older people.